or by instinct, if it fulfill the law, judge them who by the letter and circumcision does transgress the law. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. And the word, as we talked about yesterday, the word praise there means not just, oh, you did a good job, but it's praise that means there's no seeking approval. There's no, really no reference to anything that you know. So let's look at some scriptures. Let's go to Philippians 3. Studied that yesterday. Never mind. 1 Corinthians 4. It's a good exercise. 1 Corinthians 4. Verse 3. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yea, I judge not mine own self. For I know nothing by or of myself, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judgeth me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord come, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsel of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. Now, when I first became a believer, in 1972. You've heard me talk about it before, but 17 days after I became a believer, I was hosting a Christian talk show, or co-hosting. And I didn't know anything about the Bible. You know, I was just knew what I'd experienced and seen. And without exception, it was a talk show where we had all these guests and famous people come on, and inevitably they would be called good Christian men, or he has a wonderful testimony, or you've heard it all. And what I noticed and what I was watching in them is that the people that they were lauding, all they beamed when somebody's calling. I mean, this is the evidence I'm doing well, I'm doing good. And yet, if there was some little, I wasn't too popular like I am now, but dark.
Boy, have things changed.
I'd wear, you know, that was when they had the Plumicon cameras, so that, and you didn't ever wear white, you know, you had to wear blue. So I always wore a white shirt, because it drove the cameraman wild. And one time, one of them caught me smoking outside, one of the guests caught me smoking outside the building. And he didn't like me anyway, so he, don't you know your body, and this is live on television, don't you know your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? How are you defiling your body by smoking a cigarette? And I reached over and grabbed his gut, and he had about a spare tire, about like it was a truck tire. And I grabbed his, and I said, don't you know, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But this scripture, where Christ said, call no man good, I really understood, I knew. And the idea that we judge nothing before the time was huge. It was, I don't know, it was a bigger anchor than I ever thought possible. And the idea of not needing the praise of any man or the anybody lauding you, telling you you're doing well or not doing well, that all was foreign to me, and it happened at an instant when God revealed His Son. And yet I see, you know, people come here and, oh, he's a good Christian. He really does good. This makes me crazy. Because Christ said, don't even call him good. There's none good but the Father. Well, how do we deal with it? And we think it's just natural that people should be, you know, you should say nice things to them. And what you're doing is you're just feeding the wrong stomach. You learn how to speak nicely, and you go to salesmanship, you know, conferences, and they tell you how to be this, or you go see Zig Ziglar. And if you need that approval, then something is wrong. Something is, this was coupled with in Psalms where it says, men will speak well of you when you do well unto yourself. And so we see that over and over and over again. And it's all the evidence that the wrong religion is going on in the temple, in your temple. And it's, you know, so we hear this, and so then what we do is, well, I just won't let anybody know what's going on. I'll just have this secret life that I live inside my head. But that's no better, because, you know, you're the temple of God. And the religion that's going on in you as man is the antithesis. It's the opposite of what the religion that God calls for. And so it's this over and over and over again. And just watch today. Watch how many times you're tempted to want somebody's approval or want somebody's... It's such a childish thing that, you know, Paul says we are to be no more children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine and the sleight of men, where they lie in wait to deceive. And I'm not sure what I'm talking about, but I just know this is important. What's going on, Gary?
Well, you know, it is like when we first read this, I judge not mine own self. I mean, when you read a scripture, it's like it's the biggest thing ever. It's the only important thing in the book. But that position of not judging yourself confirms or establishes who your worship is toward. If you're worshiping God, then you're pouring yourself out without regard to what it looks like, who it offends, who it doesn't, whatever. It's just you're being who you are. But if you're trying to be a Christian, you ignore that and pick up a few principles, cover them up, you know, cover yourself up with them, and then have a form of godliness, but you're denying His life and His power. And it's a risky position to walk in the Spirit, being who you are.
Yeah, because it's called faith.
Yeah. I'm still working on that firm handshake thing. I haven't got that down. Zig Ziglar firm handshake.
Did anybody ever go see Zig Ziglar?
Nope. I've so bad if I can't remember. I think I did.
Anyway, let's go to
2
Corinthians 10. Before we do that, let's go to 1 Thessalonians, I think, or 1 Timothy, one of those. 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 1 Timothy, chapter 3. I'm not feeling too well, so if I seem disjointed, it's because I'm disjointed.
1 Timothy 1.
1 Timothy, what?
Hey.
What?
I don't repeat things.
1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Again, he was manifest in the flesh, but he was never justified in the flesh. Now, that's important. I'll go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Verse 17. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. Now we commend ourselves when we justify ourselves. Do you understand that? Do you understand how prevalent justification of self is? And justification of self is simply another tell that you haven't repented to the point of your heart being circumcised. Now, the people that justify themselves more than anyone I've ever met, I'm not saying this to pick on anybody, but are drug addicts or alcoholics. It's a constant. It never stops. And they exist to let us see ourselves, to see how we are so addicted to ourselves. But we know it's a lie, so we need to constantly justify ourselves in life. And that's really what this scripture in Romans 2 was saying, that you no longer need the praise of men, and especially you don't need the praise of yourself, because the praise of yourself is always a lie. It always is a cover-up. And therefore, it's always hypocrisy. And you do it internally. You justify yourself in your mind, and the minute you do, you have polluted the worship of God. You've polluted the purpose of you as the temple of God. And you again, you're now worshiping in the temple of the instead of Christ. And this is subtle. It goes on and on and on and on. And we do it so that we can exist, so that we can live with ourselves, so that we can live with the incredible abundance of lies that are the basis of our existence. And it's so simple to see. You talk to anybody, and in 5 seconds you can watch them justify themselves. If they've come to you for a meeting.
Well, the default greeting, just by default, is how are you doing? You know, like in your opinion, how are you doing? Oh, yeah. In my opinion, I'm doing pretty well.
I despise that. Some of you know.
We should make another one. We'll make up a different one.
Hi.
Hi, shut up.
Hey there.
Shut up.
I just nod.
I say that to you because I know that you despise me.
I know.
That'd be better to say you are not well.
I look terrible.
Some people could say to me, been through a windshield.
What?
Just being failing at being humorous.
For he is not a Jew, who is one outward, one in any kind of an outward fashion, any label. He is not a Christian, who he is, if you want to use that term, who is in any outward fashion. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. It doesn't matter what goes on inside. I mean, outwardly. Everything that matters is what goes on in the heart, inside. And that's where the war is. And that's all I'm trying to get you to see. So that every time you're tempted to justify yourself, every time that, you know, because this process of the circumcision of the heart, it's only a process because of our rebellion. It's the only reason time is required. It's the only reason there's any time left is because of our rebellion. So I'm going to read verse 28 and 29 from if it's with this different stuff that we've just done. For not he who is so in an outward fashion is a Jew, nor even that which is in an outward fashion in the flesh is circumcised, but he who is so in the inner sphere of the inner man, or the sphere of the inner man, is a Jew. And his circumcision is of the heart, in the sphere of the spirit, not in the sphere of the letter, concerning whom the praise and approval is not from men, but of God. I wish you could do some kind of a deal, if you're aware of it. Just mark down how many times you justify yourself, either in your mind or to someone else today.
Yeah, that would be a good reason to do that.
Yeah.
We might get a more accurate count if we were marking down other people's and they just by themselves. And put it all together.
But this isn't a light thing. It just shows where you haven't repented. The minute you justify yourself, the minute you seek someone else's approval, and you return to the religion of the instead of Christ, instead of the religion of the true Messiah. Amen? Anybody else? All you have to do is challenge somebody and watch what happens. On anything. Just as a trick today, all of you that are here, just ask Harry where he was this morning. you know, anyway, it's it doesn't matter, but just ask them to watch. And just do it today to everybody here. If you see somebody, just ask them why he did that. What?
Yeah, good stuff.
And the reason this is so important is because I want your religion to be the true religion of faith, of total emptying, of giving everything up to God, not needing anything else but His mystery. Because that's what it demands. Because any time it's something else, then the garment of His righteousness is spotted by the flesh. Every time you need to be right, boom, garment is spotted by the flesh. Every time you justify yourself, garment is spotted by the flesh. Every time you judge another down, garment is spotted by the flesh. And it's just, that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. He's showing you that. All right. We will go to, we'll start in Romans 3 tomorrow if the creek don't rise. Anybody have any other responses? I just lost my thingy. Take it, big guy.
Here.
What?
Here.